Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about the concept of raised and grown.
Absolutely. This fall saw the soft launch of a new series of raised and grown videos through the Beef Checkoff, all geared towards showcasing how cattle ranchers and farmers across the country care for their cattle and how this effort creates impact by working together. With over 2.3 million video views so far, these videos are off to a very strong start. I love these videos, Ron, and the consumer does as well. The video's view rate, or the percent of folks who actively watch the videos, is exceptionally high at 70%. This performance metric indicates that consumers are already engaging and connecting with these new videos in a meaningful way. Early spring will see an even greater concerted effort in Oklahoma and across the nation as the Raised and Grown advertising will fully launch on March 1, 2024.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about your Beef Checkoff, go to DrivingDemandForBeef.com.
Oklahoma Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur traveled to northwestern Oklahoma this week to assess the wildfire damage and to talk with farmers, ranchers, firefighters, and the agribusiness community in the area. After the meeting with several producers, she had a chance to call back to Oklahoma Farm Report to talk about what she was seeing.
Started early this morning, and both Lori Campbell with the Cattlemen's Association and Mariah Reimer, who's with the Cattlemen's Foundation, helped kind of tour me around today. My primary goal was to have the chance to visit with producers directly and see some of the country that I had not seen out here yet that had been impacted by the fire. No question, incredibly, incredibly devastating for so many producers. And I think it's helpful for me then to share that story when I've had the chance to talk to producers directly. And a lot of resources that have been directed out here already, but certainly have learned a lot today and a lot more work to be done.
Arthur said many places are completely charred to the ground.
Well, I will tell you, so many places that is genuinely just charred to the ground. And it's, I think, the really tough piece for folks that live out here is they did get some great moisture last year with a little bit of unusual moisture, and they've tried to be really good stewards and get some grass out there a lot of places, but that became so challenging because the grass is dormant, and so it all, so much of it has burned. And then another unique piece is we got a lot of sandy ground out here too. So now that the grass is all burned down, you've got that sand, and that sand's causing some challenges getting across roads. And they typically don't get a whole lot of moisture. So then lots of discussion today about how long they'd have to be caking and haying cows. And sounds like more than likely into end of May, first part of June, which they typically don't do out here. And it's tough. I talked to one producer earlier this morning who has over 80 miles of fence that he has lost. And so you can pick whatever math you want to use, but if you say $10,000 to $15,000 per mile to replace fence, that adds up pretty darn quick. So it is, it's tough, but folks out here are incredibly resilient, and even in the really challenging situation, folks are helping each other and trying to figure out how to get to tomorrow and the next day and make plans for the future.
Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation website has information on applying for funding, where to find resources, drop-off locations, donation links, and more. You can visit their website at OklahomaCattlemen'sFoundation.com and click that Wildlife Disaster Relief tab. Well, if you wear denim, then you're invited. It's time once again for the 2024 Denim Bowl, coming up April the 5th and 6th in Oklahoma City at the Skirvin Hotel. On Friday, we'll kick off the welcome reception and casino night. Saturday morning is the golf scramble, followed by the 2024 Denim Bowl, with a great evening of good food, dancing, and live and silent auctions. Plus, we'll be inducting the newest members of the Oklahoma Cotton Hall of Fame. To reserve your spot, you can go to OkieCotton.com. Once again, that's OkieCotton.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.